is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. The eastern seaboard's taking on water from what's left of Debbie, the storm system blamed for at least 8 deaths in the southeast. There's flooding in places like Annapolis, Maryland, where this ice cream shop owner says,
"Right now, the only flow we have coming into the store is from the city's wastewater, from the toilets and the floor drain, but we have plugs for those so that we don't have to suffer that."
Some places are under a tornado watch. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve is at Reagan National Airport outside Washington.
Seeing extensive delays starting to line up at major airports. Looking at D.C., it's about a 30-minute average delay. Newark, about an hour. LaGuardia, about an hour. JFK, 30 minutes.
Now to Arizona, CBS's Camilo Montoya Galvez reports Vice President Harris is headed there to campaign. She's just picked up the endorsement of the nation's largest Latino rights group.
It is the first time in its history that this group will endorse a presidential ticket formally. This is the first time they have ever done this for a Democrat or Republican. The organization's co-founder is saying that the reason that the group is doing this is because they want to do everything it takes to stop former President Donald Trump from getting back to the White House.
Well, CBS's Torian Small tells us the former president takes a stop today in Montana.
It's represented by a Democrat who is pretty moderate, John Tester there, but he's in a very tight race. So Trump will be there to convince voters to coalesce around the Republican senatorial candidate.
Overseas, Russia's declared an emergency in its southern Kursk region. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg says it comes after hundreds of Ukrainian troops made their way in.
It's still unclear how many Ukrainian soldiers are fighting on Russian territory or what their objective is. Today, even some of the most pro-Kremlin Russian newspapers admitted that Kyiv's surprise assault had achieved some success.
Ukraine says at least 12 people were killed in a Russian missile attack on a shopping mall in the eastern part of the country. A UN group said today July was the deadliest month for civilians in Ukraine in nearly 2 years. A rapper who went to France for the Olympics has had a run-in with the law, as we hear from CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
Paris prosecutors say Travis Scott was taken into custody at the five-star Georges V Hotel over a fight with a security guard. The guard had apparently tried to break up a scuffle between Scott and his bodyguard.
Checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is up 13 points. The S&P is up 11. NASDAQ is up 18 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine police are investigating a series of shootings last night. The first incident was reported at around 10 on Bird Avenue, followed by another report on Thurston. We're working on learning more. Independent candidate Kelly Clark is set to launch her campaign for Wisconsin's 33rd Assembly District with a kickoff event in Burlington tomorrow. Clark is challenging Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Democratic candidate Alan Kupsick. A federal judge says that the Elkhorn Area School District must allow a transgender student to use the girls' bathroom, rejecting the district's alternative plan. The decision follows a lawsuit by the student's parents alleging a violation of civil rights. Several beaches in Kenosha, including those at Eichelman, Pennoyer, and Simmons Island Park, remain closed due to high bacteria levels. They'll be tested again today. Racine's beaches are open. And the only domestic violence shelter in Kenosha County, Women and Children's Horizons, has temporarily closed due to staffing issues. The organization continues to operate its helpline and is directing people to alternative shelters for support. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers unveil a new defense. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. NFL Green Bay fans will get their first glimpse of the Packers' new 4-3 defense when they face the Browns in Cleveland tomorrow. The Packers signed the Giants' free agent safety, Xavier McKinney, to a 4-year deal worth $68 million.
If I play, I play. If I don't, I don't. Whatever the case may be, I'm just trying to, you know, do my job and be able to get better. If I don't play, then obviously my job will be, you know, just trying to make sure the young guys are prepared and ready.
College football, the Badgers wrapping up camp week two of camp in Platteville, Tyler Van Dyke seems to have the edge at winning the starting job at quarterback.
Yeah, just show consistency, you know, with everything I do, whether that's leadership, leading the offense, and pushing the ball downfield a little bit.
Baseball, Brewers and the Reds tonight at AmFam Field. The Crew coming off that three-game sweep of the Braves in Atlanta by winning yesterday 16-7.
Well, just playing good more than one day, you know, like playing consistently pretty good like we did the last few days.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly sunny today and feeling like fall. Winds are whipping out of the west, a bit breezy at times, and highs only climbing to the low 70s. Few spotty sprinkles are possible this evening, but nothing major. We actually clear out tonight and stay bright and beautiful all weekend long. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Won't you get me to my rewind? WRJM, local news, timeless hits. Paul Harvey, 1 hour from now, 12:05. Paul Harvey's rest of the story. No, I'm not kidding, really. Honest. Right now it's Diana Ross and the Supremes, and here's Reflections.
Through the mirror of my mind, time after time, I see reflections of you and me. Reflections of
Sebastian. To catching fire in L.A., you know where that's at. Everybody's getting fat except Mama Cass.
Local news, timeless hits right here, WRJN Mamas and the Papas, Creek Alley. By the way, and listen to that story. That is the true story of the beginning of folk bands in and around the New York area. So you're actually getting a little bit of history when you listen to that song. Even the part where everybody's getting fat except Mama Cass. Michelle Phillips told her husband, John Phillips, who wrote that song, you know she's never going to sing that. And she did. All right. Cincinnati Reds at Brewers tonight. You can listen live right here on WRJN. The reason I'm telling you this is, well, not because we're carrying the game, obviously, but also it's behind a paywall with Apple TV. So if you don't have that, you might have to find a place that actually plays it, you know, like a bar. Get some hamburgers, maybe some nachos and watch the game. Or even more affordable, listen for free. 1400 AM WRJN or 99.9 WRJN in Racine and WRJN in Kenosha at 98.1. Again, pregame
Native
show
tonight. American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. August brings the ultimate fusion with the cheeseburger pizza. Juicy beef, melted cheese, and red onions in a signature sauce. Topped with pickles and a special dressing. Also, check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas. Ideal for a quick meal, special occasion, or as a delicious solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Everybody knows, if it's summer season, it's festival season. And Pottawatomie has the winningest one, WinFest. You could make it an awesome August with a share of $500,000. Play with your rewards card for entries. Hourly drawings every Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m. 25 grand in cash and prizes each drawing. It's the $500,000 WinFest. Get in on the fun. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, my son's teacher emailed his back-to-school list. He needs crayons and a comp book for every subject.
Okay, no problem. With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find super low prices on hundreds of items for back-to-school.
Oh, now they're saying he needs folders and glue.
You got it.
And markers?
Of course.
Oh, geez.
Can we get a cart, please?
Save big on back-to-school with Staples Hot Deals. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and comp books are only 50 cents each at Staples. Ends 8/24, in-store only, limit 10.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber, 9 till 2, and Kurt Volman, afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Today I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll. And to think that I'm wasting time. I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind. And I'm counting on you to carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll. You've given me. I want you to know I believe in your song. In rhythm and rhyme and harmony. You've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
News and timeless is right here at WRJN and news. news coming up with Stuart J. Waddles and Wisconsin State News. And if you hear a news story on there, you're like, you know, I really like to know the rest of the story. You can always go to our WRJN.com site and then scroll down to news. Here's the Stones. Don't you worry about what's on your mind, woman.
Let's spend the night together. Now I need you more than ever. Let's spend the night together. I want to know. You're satisfied me. Oh, my.
local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN. Sam and Dave, hold on, I'm coming. Today at noon, 12:05, Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. You can also hear it every morning, and not the same show either, or not the same Paul Harvey rest of the story. Don likes to play different from what I do. So he has his own Paul Harvey rest of the story. And he has it at 7:45 on his radio broadcast Mondays through Fridays at 7:45. And then I play it. I play Paul again at 12:05. Also today at 12:15, my old Uncle Dick. Everybody's got that neighbor that knows everything. And I mean that in a good way. My Uncle Dick Trucks today with Dick's Picks. He's going to tell you the story behind the band Tommy James and the Shondells. It'll be so cool. Now we're going to join the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin ranks near the bottom of the nation when it comes to state investment in four-year education. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman says that's a surefire way to lose top talent.
I know enough about having managed highly talented people. Don't pay them, they will find someplace else to work.
Rothman testified yesterday to a study committee which will spend the next several months looking into the UW system's problems and how to possibly solve them. More than 1,000 road projects in Wisconsin are getting $174 million from the Department of Transportation. Local governments told the state which roads need the most work. Also this week, Wisconsin got $200 million from the federal government to fix or replace more than 150 roads and bridges. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. We're working on learning more about shootings last night in Racine that may have turned fatal. The first call came to dispatch at around 10 for a man shot and CPR in process on Bird Avenue. About 30 minutes later, more shots fired were reported on Thurston. People in the area reported a large police presence involving a helicopter. Again, we're working on learning more. An independent candidate for the new 33rd Assembly District is set to launch her campaign with the kickoff event tomorrow. Kelly Clark has her headquarters in Burlington, and that's where the event is tomorrow afternoon. A statement says the event includes a rally where Clark will present her vision for uniting voters. Clark is taking on Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Democratic challenger Alan Kupsick in the recently redrawn district that includes western Racine County. A federal judge has ruled that the Elkhorn Area School District must allow a transgender student to use the girls' bathroom. The ruling rejects the school's plan to offer a converted faculty bathroom instead. It comes after the student's parents sued the district for violating her civil rights. The district superintendent says that the district will comply with the ruling while the case continues. And a bunch of beaches are still closed in Kenosha County. Lake Michigan beaches at Eichelman, Pennoyer, and Simmons Island parks are closed due to high bacteria levels. Racine's beaches are testing okay. There are also several western Kenosha County beaches closed. Both communities post that information on their websites. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny today and feeling like fall. Winds are whipping out of the west, a bit breezy at times, and highs only climbing to the low 70s. Few spotty sprinkles are possible this evening, but nothing major. We actually clear out tonight and stay bright and beautiful all weekend long. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
When close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. I'll pretend that I'm missing the lips I am missing.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la- traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world. And in every port, I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty senorita waiting for me down in old Mexico. And if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Oh, my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
Hits right here. WRJN, Ricky Nelson, Traveler Man. Late great Jerry Fuller just passed away. Wrote that song, and it was not originally for Ricky Nelson. He wrote that song with Sam Cooke in mind. And ended up Ricky Nelson at the time actually recorded that. And that was a huge hit for both Ricky and for Jerry Fuller. Jerry went on to write, he also wrote the Tennessee Waltz, believe it or not, if you're listening to country music. He wrote Gary Puckett's Young Girl and produced a lot of Gary Puckett's hits. And he also wrote a song that is really, really, when I worked funerals, that got played a lot, Love Me. Colin Ray's For the While, and he actually got a nomination from Country Music for that particular song. Coming up at 12:05, we have got Paul Harvey's Rest of the Story, and then again at 12:15, we've got my old Uncle Dick picks. He's picking a song today, actually the song behind the hits or the story behind the group. Today he decided to do the story behind the group. Tommy Chantel and the Yar. Anyway, so now you got it. We're going to play Moni Moni in particular for that.
Hi, this is Jane Matinere. If you're looking for me this morning, Greg and I are still around. You can find Matinere on air and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Most of us can agree, everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together and
Inc.
As the world around us becomes more and more virtual, sometimes it's nice to take a step back and add a personal touch to celebrate your loved ones. Personal Touch by Julie is a family-owned and operated florist in the Mount Pleasant area for over 47 years with unmatched customer service and talented floral design, making them the area's number one choice for any occasion. Call today at 262-886-9444 and bring your ideas to life. Or better yet, go see the artistic elegance yourself at 5445 Spring Street in Mount Pleasant.
What's on Tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time.
Following Brewers Sunday home games, all kids ages 14 and under can come down to the field and run the bases at American Family Field, courtesy of Aurora Healthcare. The post-game kids run the bases line begins along the first base line on the field level.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball and Miller Lite.
And timeless hits, WRJN.
WRJN. And by the way, earlier I meant to say Tommy James and Sean Dallas. What is wrong with my brain today? Oh, I got Friday brain. Every mistake I make today is a Friday brain. Mike Clemens coming up with sports. Stuart J. Waddles, my bud, coming up with local news and CBS National News. Coming up next. Lucky woman, she shine with her own kind of light.